to go back and do your meeting minutes because you're going to lose quorum at 1:30.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, thanks. Let's take
Yes.
a second to go back to agenda item. Jess Barton, with you here. We needed to vote on regular and executive session meeting minutes from October 31st. So let's go back to agenda 3C.
Dr. King, just to get it on the record, the recording restarted at 1:03 p.m.
Okay, thanks. Do I need to repeat any of that? Was it on there?
No, it
We're
was
going to go back.
on there.
Okay. Agenda item 3C, regular session meeting minutes from October 31st, 2023. Any need for update or concerns or edits? Okay, if none, then I move that we accept the meeting minutes from the regular session for October 31st, 2023. Regular
Second.
Session.
I'm sorry, was that Basio that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Seconded to approve the October 31st, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
I don't see him on.
He was there a minute ago at the last vote.
He was just there too. I think he just dropped off.
That he dropped off. He's traveling. He'll jump back on. We have to have his vote.
Yes. Okay. Don't see him yet. The little minutes that could.
Okay. Well, welcome back to us. Okay. Then we will go back then over to initial review 23. Oh, I thought I saw him jump back on. 2369, Teresa O'Malley, PTA. Is that what you have?
Mr. Barton just hopped back on.
Okay, Mr. Barton, before we lose you again, we need to vote on we need to vote on meeting minutes from October 31st. There weren't any changes. If you didn't see any changes, there is a motion to accept those meeting minutes, and it was seconded.
Yes, I did see them. I don't.
Okay.
So I vote.
So then, Judy, let's call the vote.
Okay. We'll repeat the vote. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion passes.
Thank you. And then next up is Executive Session A, meeting minutes from October 31st, 2023. All right. I move.
Yes, I would move to be approved.
Okay, second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes from October 31st, 2023. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Abstain.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay. And lastly, we have special session, meeting minutes from December 1st, 2023. Did everyone get a chance to review those? Are there any corrections or edits any to be made? Okay, hearing none, I move that we approve the special session meeting from December 1st, 2023.
Second.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the December 1st, 2023 special session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Abstain.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Great. That motion passes.
Okay, thanks. All right, we're back to agenda 9I, Case 2369, initial review, Teresa O'Malley, PTA. Is Ms. O'Malley on the call with us? And then, Ms. Stark, are you representing Ms. O'Malley?
Hi, Madam Chair. No, I'm representing Dr. Yu. I just have one matter on, I think it's item 11.
That was actually re-agendized, and the board voted to accept the consent agreement.
Oh, good. Then I don't need to be.
No, okay. You're good. Right.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Happy holidays.
All right. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So one more time, is Teresa O'Malley on the call with us?
She informed me that she would not be present at today's proceeding.
Okay. Mindy, you want to give us a...
Board open case 2369, Teresa O'Malley, after you reviewed the case of 2328, Andre Porterfield, PT. It's alleged that Ms. O'Malley engaged in substandard care when she failed to report a change in condition to the supervising PT, and then she initiated new treatment interventions for that patient, PC. Ms. O'Malley received a copy of the investigative report and provided a supplemental written response via email on November 13th, which was included as Exhibit 10. She further states that she has stopped practicing as a physical therapist assistant and does not plan to work in the field of physical therapy in the near future, but she states that she would like to keep her certificate to practice as a PTA. I did try and engage her about whether or not she would consider a voluntary surrender since she was indicating that she wasn't going to practice in the field of physical therapy, but I have not heard back from her. In the investigative report, the following violations were cited. Potential violations were cited: ARS 32-2044-5, engaging in the performance of substandard care by physical therapist assistant; ARS 32-2044-13, charging unreasonable or fraudulent fees for services performed or not performed; ARS 32-2044-14, making misleading, deceptive, untrue, or fraudulent representations in violation of this chapter or in the practice of the profession; and ARS 32-2044-20, failing to maintain adequate patient records, and as it relates to R-424-304, adequate patient records. This matter is for your review.
Thank you. I think the investigative report was incredibly thorough. I prefer not to move this to an informal. I'd like to maybe offer her a consent agreement. She can choose not to, of course, sign in, and we'll move it to an informal. So I'm going to make a motion that we, based on the investigative findings, that findings of fact and conclusions of law are adopted as stated in the investigative report.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, Mindy, you want to call the vote when you're ready? I mean, Judy?
Judy, yeah. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the potential allegations and violations as set forth in the investigative report as findings of fact and conclusions of law. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton? He's there. Mr. Barton?
Okay. I don't think we need his vote for quorum now, do we?
No. That motion passes.
Can you note that he was absent for that vote?
I will.
Okay, thanks. I will make a motion that we offer a consent agreement for 9 months of probation. I'm going to first start a discussion, 6 hours of CEUs and documentation, 3 hours of billing, 2 hours of supervision, and specifically focusing on the PT-PTA relationship. Of course, can be early termination if all items are completed. And the usual CEUs can be done online and do not need to and don't count toward renewal. And if not signed, we move to an informal hearing.
Dr. King, can you repeat the quantities of hours? I had a glitch. I didn't hear them.
Mm-hmm. I said 6 hours of CEUs and documentation.
Okay.
Again, open for discussion. 3 hours of billing.
Okay.
2 hours of supervision, specifically focusing on the PT-PTA relationship, but whatever. Supervision.
Okay.
And so that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, so let's discuss. Any thoughts at all about those amounts? Are you comfortable with those? Do you want to modify it? Okay, so we'll go to vote then.
It's been moved and seconded to issue a consent or offer a consent agreement in case 2369 Teresa O'Malley PTA to include probation for 9 months with the possibility of early termination after successful completion of the following terms: continuing education, which shall be completed in 9 months. Courses must be pre-approved, may be completed online, and do not count towards renewal requirements. It shall be in the areas of documentation for a minimum of 6 hours, supervision for a minimum of 3 hours, focusing specifically on the PT-PTA relationship, and billing for a minimum of 3 hours. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
I think he dropped off again.
Barton is absent. That motion passes.
I didn't hear if they did not accept that it would be remanded to
informal hearing.
Informal hearing. You are correct. Mr. Harris, should we redo that vote or you're muted?
I think it was captured in the original motion. So if you could just add that to the text, I think we're fine.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right, guys, we are in the home stretch. We are at agenda item 9J, 2382 Karen Angulo. PT, is Ms. Angulo on the call?
I don't anticipate that she would be. I think she said she was not going to be present. And I don't see the original complainant present either.
Okay.
For full disclosure, she was a patient of mine a number of years ago. I feel like the way this is going down, I can be impartial in this case.
Okay, thanks, Karen. So thank you for making that statement. Mindy, do you want to give us a summary of the case?
Yes, 2382. The complaint alleged that Ms. Angulo falsified patient medical records and made false statements. She was notified of the allegations, and on November 5th of 2023, she stated in a phone conversation to me that she would like to voluntarily surrender her PT license. A consent agreement for her to voluntarily surrender that license and stipulating to the facts and conclusions of law identified in the investigative report is provided for your consideration. And I know she was having some email difficulty getting a signed copy to Ms. Chepius. Did we receive that signed copy?
We haven't necessarily received the physical copy that she said she mailed. She was also mailing another one. She did supply, and it's in your board packet, a photo of the signed consent agreement. So I anticipate receiving it soon.
So the potential violations were cited were 32.2044.14, making misleading, deceptive, untrue, fraudulent representations in violation of this chapter. ARS 32.2043J, a physical therapist's responsibility for patient care management, includes accurate documentation and billing for services provided. And ARS 32.2044.20, failing to maintain adequate patient records as it relates to R424303, patient care management, and R424304, adequate patient records. The matters for your review.
So we're anticipating receiving a signed consent agreement, and I believe it was to surrender her license. Was that what the...
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she understood it was related to the stipulations, the conclusions of law and findings of fact. that are outlined in the investigative report.
Can we, well, so just if the consent agreement's no different than the draft that you provided for us, can we approve it before we receive a signed one? You're saying yes, Mr. Harris? Okay. Okay, so we could potentially approve the consent, the signed consent agreement and accept her surrendered license.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, so then I'll make a motion that we as a board accept her the signed consent agreement for this case.
Second.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, members of the board, what you're doing is basically agreeing to the consent agreement if she signs mm-hmm. it, so it doesn't have to come back to you.
Okay. Any questions or discussion or concern on this case? Okay. Let's move to a vote, please.
Just one quick question, Mr. Sure. Harris. Do we need to have any kind of a caveat, any saying that if it's not assigned, invite her back for a hearing, or are we just good to just accept it?
I think that's a great idea. I think it's always helpful in case we don't get the signed CA to be able to move this case in forward in whatever direction the board believes is appropriate.
That would be my only suggestion, Doctor, is maybe what we do is we say we move to approve the settlement agreement if signed, and if not, invite her back for an informal hearing.
Okay.
Just so we don't have. Yeah.
Does that sound okay, Judy? Did you capture that? I'm fine with that. That.
Yeah. Do you want it signed to an informal or to a formal?
I guess it's a consent agreement for surrender. So if we can move directly to a formal, I would be fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it has been moved and seconded to that the board agrees with the consent agreement if it is signed by Ms. Angulo. If it's not signed, if that consent agreement is not signed, the matter will be remanded to formal hearing. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. Board, I see Jamie Grom has joined. Ms. Grom, hi, thank you for joining us. We know that you have sent in some additional information, so we moved your case to an informal hearing that gives Mindy and the investigators time to review the additional documents that you sent, and then we'll present those back to us in another meeting. Does that make sense? Oh, you're muted. Sorry.
It does.
Great. Now I can hear you. Yeah. Does that make sense? Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Great. So we'll see you again when we've had time to review the additional information that you've sent in.
Okay. I think there was a few people that the CKTS affected. There was another complaint that was separate.
Ms. Grom, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up. I do want to say that unlike today's meeting where you were on as an initial review, which doesn't have a specific time associated to it, and I know that that made it hard because you were trying to treat, an informal hearing has a specific time that we will hear your case. And so you'll be working with Mindy and Judy to get that time, you know what I mean, so that you'll know and we'll hear you at a specific time versus at some point on the agenda. So that might be really helpful as well, so that we make sure we have an opportunity to hear your voice, okay?
Okay. I probably have even more supporting evidence to send, so I'll send that over.
Okay. You'll just work with Mindy and the investigators, and they'll send us what you send.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. I think we're done with all of the cases. And did I didn't miss anything, did I?
Correct.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to exit the meeting. I think we're done with voting, if I remember correctly. I need to get into a meeting with Banner. Their accreditors are here, and I want to hear the results of the accreditation visit. I do want to just mention, and we can talk about it another time, just maybe an addition, like on the agenda for possible items for future agendas. I wanted to talk about maybe adding.
Dr. King, I know we have Mr. Kempton on the agenda.
Shoot, is Mr. Kempton on the call?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry.
And I know if sorry, you leave, Kempton. If you leave, we won't have a quorum.
No, I can't leave yet. I won't leave yet. Hi, Dr. Kempton. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm so sorry that I overlooked your case. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay. Disregard all that other.
All right. So we're moving on to 11A, correct?
11A, 2131 and 2228.
At its October 31st, 2023 meeting, the board reviewed Mr. Kempton's compliance with his consent agreement, and the board expressed concerns that the report timeliness of Mr. Kempton's chosen providers. The board requested an update of Mr. Kempton's compliance at its next meeting. On November 1st, the board received a medical malpractice payment report. That report and a publicly available civil court case history were provided for board review. In addition to that, yesterday, the board received reports from both the Mr. Kempton's therapist as well as the monitor. The monitor was having some technical difficulties providing the report in the manner which we're used to seeing it. So as a temporary measure, they provided the raw data. They will provide the report later this week. The board was also provided with an outline of Mr. Kempton's compliance to date in its materials, as well as a history of various reports and board appearances. It matters for your review.
Thanks, Judy. Mr. Kempton, have you had a chance to read the December, the most current report from the monitor?
No, they didn't. Okay. They haven't finished it. And so
it's just the raw data they sent us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give us an update on how your practice is going? Documentation, billing, any new things?
I'm just trying to do everything that everyone recommends me. And so as Dr. Bayes makes recommendations, I make changes and do what he recommends and keep plugging away.
Can you give us a couple of examples of changes that you've made across the board completely in your practice that's different now?
Sure. Per his last recommendation, which I was not aware of, but he wanted the HPI, the history of present condition, in every daily note, and so I make sure and added those. He wanted objective measures to give a reason and rationale of what treatments I'm doing. He wanted to make sure that on United Healthcare patients that the time in and time out was documented on each on the United Healthcare patients, as well as treatment times, just like Medicare and TRICARE.
Okay, and you're doing that consistently now?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Would you say that you're in compliance with your consent agreement then?
I would say yes, I am.
Okay. Did everyone get a chance to review the most current reports? Any questions for Dr. Kempton?
This is Mr. Barton. The only thing I would say is I'm pleased that things seem to be firing on all cylinders, and that makes me very happy and hopeful.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. So I, you know, after reviewing some of the raw data, it looks like, Dr. Kempton, there will be some more recommendations about really fine-tuning your documentation. So I'm expecting that we'll see that change after you read the report, right? And then the report that we receive in January will reflect those changes. They're changes that probably need to be rapid across the board. So you'll see that, and then we expect a response because it's in line with R-424-304, right? So what's expected to be in every chart.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll see that in the report once you receive it.
Okay.
Okay, anything else from anyone? This is just a check-in for compliance, right? Mindy, is there anything we need to be aware of from your perspective, Judy?
No, okay. not other than what Judy presented.
Okay. All right. So then we will see you in January. I don't know. When do we see him on the agenda again?
That's up to you.
Hopefully never.
I don't think we're done yet. No. Let's say February gives him the December and the January reports, the holidays. We should see some really clean documentation monitoring in February, and we should be on the road by then. So that, let's say February for a compliance check. Are you okay with that?
Mr. Harris, do we need a vote for that, or is directing staff to re-agendize the matter for February sufficient?
I think a vote in this case would be appropriate. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, so I make a motion that we put Dr. Kempton on the February agenda for a review of his compliance for his consent agreement.
Second.
So it any discussion?
Any discussion? Okay, let's take a vote.
It's been moved in second to continue this matter at the board's February meeting to review Mr. Kempton's compliance at that time. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
He's recused.
I'm sorry. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you for being on, Dr. Kempton. We'll see you in 2024.
Cool. Okay, thank you. Have a great holidays.
Happy holidays. Okay, so Karen, would you be so kind to take over the meeting? Okay, great. The only thing I wanted to just suggest, potentially discuss for a potential future agenda item is maybe thinking about adding the Arizona APTA self-audit chart review document maybe on our website as a resource. It's very thorough. Just take a look at it, but because we know documentation is such an issue, it's a really good resource from our professional organization. So
yeah.
I don't know, maybe we can put it on the agenda to talk about and review for the future. You think, Karen?
Absolutely, it's a great tool.
It really is a great tool.
What's it called?
It's called the Documentation Self-Assessment. Let me Google. Let me check my email just to make sure.
Are you talking about the one from the practice committee?
Practice committee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about too.
Yeah. It's very detailed, very thorough. And it's very, very based on R-424-304. So it goes through all the pieces.
I actually use that when I'm doing chart reviews.
Oh, I think it'd be a great resource, to share with our constituents that if you want to look to see how your documentation, you know, measures up to what the expectation is, here's a self-assessment. So we can just agendize it if we want to. I don't know if you have to take a vote or what, but. Mm-hmm. And then mark that Kelly King is out, 133. You guys have a wonderful holiday. I'm so grateful
you
for
too,
all
Kelly.
Of you.
Yep. You too, Kelly.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. So I had to pull up the agenda on a different screen here.
it's been so, moved around a little bit, Karen.
Yeah, I know, right? we're up to our executive director's report.
Yes. Yes. So the first thing on the executive director's report is the transition, the migration to Thentia Cloud, and an update. As you are all aware, the migration began on October 26th, and links were posted to the new portals, to the new website, to the new platform on November 27th, 2023. On November 20th, we received an inquiry from the Ombudsman's Office regarding the system inaccessibility, and as a result, our go-live was expedited. But in order to accomplish that, in order to meet that, there were certain portions of the new platform that were not complete that are still to this day under construction. So it is live. The system is live. Licensees and applicants can access it. There are still bugs, inconsistencies, and corrections and reconfigurations that are in process and continue in real time. So we're meeting multiple times a week with the Thentia representatives. We've got ASSET, which is the state's strategic enterprise technology group. They're part of the Department of Administration, and those representatives are also included in those meetings. So in essence, work continues regarding the complaints in the business entity modules, in addition to general troubleshooting throughout the system when issues are discovered. So staff is currently spending considerable time and effort to rectify all of the issues before decommissioning of the Salesforce e-licensing system, which is set to occur December 26th. Also continuing to try to carry on the board's day-to-day functions as well. Since going live, and you'll see this with the approvals that are listed on the agenda in the upcoming items. But since going live, approximately 64 PT and PTA applications have been finalized and approved, but full reporting functionality is not yet realized. So we hope that in the January meeting, we'll be able to provide a more accurate breakdown of the numbers for November and December. So this agenda will include the October numbers, which occurred all before the system went down. So I'm happy to answer any questions. The nutshell version is that work continues, and we're just trying to get guidance, get support on whatever is still not functional or causing glitches. So I shouldn't say causing glitches. Luckily, it seems we've been relatively free from overall system glitches, other than the fact that it's not necessarily in certain areas performing the way we need it to just yet. So we're just trying to make sure that it performs the functions as we need them to be. So we aren't hearing, Monica, correct me if I'm wrong, we aren't hearing massive amounts of difficulties logging in. There are, of course, certain people that knew email addresses and whatnot, but we're not hearing reports of grave system malfunctions while they're in there.
No,
we're just still back in the stages of what we developed is not necessarily what we're seeing in the finished product just yet. So happy to answer any questions. I will take silence as no questions. But so then the next item is the financials that were reported or provided to you. happy to discuss any of that. Those financials go mostly through October. There are probably a few November items in there. In November, you will see some expenditures as a result. After Veronica's retirement, there were some payouts of leave and whatnot that were required. So that will show up probably next month. But I'm happy to answer any questions about this month's. Okay, y'all are a quiet bunch today. Next up are the licenses and certificates that were issued and registrations. They're outlined for you. Again, this was for October 2023, so it ended when the system went down. We virtually stopped processing applications. We didn't stop collecting the information. We didn't stop staging and planning and preparing and readying applications for approvals, but they did end on the 26th of October for that month. So I guess then that brings us to future agenda items. Anybody else have anything? I've added what Kelly mentioned about the APTA documentation self-assessment tool. Does anybody know on that topic, is that a publicly available tool or is that something that you have to be a member to use?
It's publicly available.
Is it? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Any other agenda items for the future?
I would just say for the record that you should treat our silence as glowing approbation of the wonderful job you are doing. And with that, I would move to adjourn.
And we will take that as a compliment and accept your motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
Perfect. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Perfect. That motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 1:41, and the recording will stop at that same time.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.